Good afternoon and welcome to 101.5 FM here on UMFM. I'm Ryan Funk and you're listening to UTalk. Today we have a very special episode. You're going to be listening to some various indigenous speakers, storytellers, and knowledge keepers share about their experiences, culture, and language in an awesome project from U Multicultural called the Indigenous Languages Series. All right, let's jump right into it.
Hello, my name is Cameron Robertson. I'm from Norrie House, and I'm just here to host the show and tell you guys a little bit about my language, Cree. I left Norrie House about 36 years ago, and I always go back though. I love my community. I love my friends and family there. One thing that I'm wanting to talk about is today's difference in words, how it's changed. Words are shortened and how things don't, some words don't make sense. Some words you can make sense with, but some words you can't. Like the government today is asking for the word for reconciliation. But there's in Cree, there's no such word. There is, but it's probably long, but it, you know, why use these long words when there's no reconciliation at all? The reconciliation we're having now is only one-sided. It's only viewed by one side. It's viewed by the colonizer side. Right now, there's no reconciliation because we still have murdered and missing women, people. Our language is disappearing. Our men are in jail. Our people are in jail. People living in bus shacks. Is that reconciliation? Is worth putting Cree word to that word is kitimagisuin, being poor. That's the reconciliation on my view to them. There's no reconciliation. There's no word for reconciliation. And I've seen this a long time. I know I'm gonna make a lot of people mad, but think about it. Is there really reconciliation? I grew up as a trapper. I was born in Norrie House and raised about 10 kilometers out of Norrie House in a town once called Warren's Landing. It's now a ghost town. It was once a thriving community at one point back in, I don't know, say maybe 100 years ago. Things changed as well there too. My grandfather was a trapper, fisherman. We lived as nomads, lived off the land, like I said. It was the only way we knew how. Our culture was strong, our language was strong, our people were strong. Today, our people are in pain, living in bus shacks. Alcohols and drugs have taken over their lives. They're weak. You want to do reconciliation with that? Is it ready? I don't think so. Maybe they just want to do reconciliation, give out a bunch of money and then shut up. But I don't know. I'm not for it. Until I don't have to wear this on my head. Then we're ready for reconciliation. But today, I don't see it. About the language change, there's a lot of words as well that people use that don't really make any sense. Like a word, I will say kawatistagats, which was like an alarm word back in the day where people would yell it out. It was like a 911 call for people to say if somebody fell through the ice, they would yell kawatistagats. And people would run to go help this person that's struggling. This changed throughout the year. The people, I see it now all the time, they say, stagats. There's no root word for stagats. I don't see. They have to have a root word in order for it to make sense. Guazi is the root word. It means to get ready, to prepare, to hurry and prepare. Guazi. But they shorten it to guazi. Guazi stagats. These words are very important to always hold on to because you always have to know where to fall back on. What's the Cree word for reconciliation? Fall back on it and you go, kitimagisuin. Poor people, we're still poor. The only way that I see reconciliation happening is if we take control of our governments, our own way, our own people, our own law force maybe, or you know, maybe lawyers or whatever, just to educate our younger people. And have them pushing towards that way with our language and culture. And this would be a beautiful thing. But today, no, Another thing is I'm told is things need to change within the immigration system. A lot of people that I know that come in, that are new Canadians that come into Canada, they go into this immigration office and they sit there in this class with a bunch of people, and there's a person presenting how to live in Canada. They're told to stay away from Indigenous people from downtown. We are bad people. This right away is not a good thing for us right away. How can you have reconciliation with the immigration system telling this to these new people of Canada? These people come from struggling countries as well. They understand what oppression's all about. They come into Canada. They should understand how we're oppressed by the system. This is very important, and reconciliation can happen, but we need to do everything perfectly and honestly and wholeheartedly and with culture and language. A lot of things that I've been doing throughout the year to keep my language afoot is tell stories, and I've written a lot of stories, children's stories, teachings, legends. I remember in the trap line as a child, we didn't have any TV, and our light was a lamp, a coal oil lamp, and our fires were wood stoves, and the only sound I ever heard was the humming of the clothesline outside, and that's the only sound I ever heard, and maybe a couple of, I would say, skittles by in the distance or whatever. But it was a beautiful life, and I'm very happy that I was raised that way, to believe that way. But along the way, when I was about 8, when I moved into Norway House, and from there, I went to Jack River School, and started to learn the real way of life, and things didn't turn out for some of us. Some of us had a hard time in these schools. We were told not to speak our language. We were told to lose our culture. As I got older, things got harder with my language and culture in the schools. I used to come and live here with my mother, and she was into the culture, and she would braid my hair, grow my hair and braid it, and I would feel so honored being a part of something. And then I would go back to school, be nice, and the nuns would look at me, and then I would become the scissors, and my pride would fall on the floor each time. And this happened every year for about 4 years. One time I tried to beat it, and I thought my auntie, late Vicky Epitagon, she gave me a Rod Stewart cut. And I was so proud of this Rod Stewart cut that, I went to school thinking, okay, they're not going to cut it. Rod Stewart. And sure enough, they cut it, and my Rod Stewart is on the floor. But things like this kept us oppressed, and our language is in very, very, very much in danger back home. I went to a few years ago, or alone, was it? Yeah, a few years ago, I went back home every year we have it's called York Boat Days. It's Treaty Days, and it's in August, and I go home. And I walk up to old friends, and I say, "Dance, oh, hey, man, how's it going?" They would reply, and I would look at them like, "I'm trying to talk Cree to you. Why don't you talk?" And they wouldn't talk. They wouldn't respond in Cree. Was it because I became an urbanite that they thought I was English, or because they're ashamed of to speak because of the nuns, because of the system, because of oppression? This is still going on today back home. They are ashamed, embarrassed actually, but the synonyms for being ashamed is embarrassed. You have to really think about it. Where did this come from? Why is this happening? It was because of the system. It was because of oppression, and it's still happening today because of oppression. We have to keep it alive. We have to keep our language strong. We have to keep telling our stories. I've been so busy writing stories. I've written all kinds of stories. I've helped out all kinds of projects with different people with their own projects. If they wanted some Cree in their artwork or in their stories, I'm the guy they came to. And I've done commercials. I've done a play actually not far from here at the Manitoba Children's Theater, where I wrote it, the Cree part of the play. The play is called Frozen River, and I think it's a puppet play. I wrote the Cree part, and I was very honored to do so. I used old Cree. I don't use the new Cree like Stagats, but I use old Cree, and I enjoyed it. And I love doing it, and I'm also a poet. I quit school at a young age. When I moved to Winnipeg, this was probably when I was about 1984. I remember because I seen Michael Jackson on TV and I wanted to dance like him. So I left Winnipeg. But I always went back, like I said. I left for Winnipeg. And I always went back and spoke, you know, to my family and friends. But, you know, again, I'll say they're dying off. And now there's kids or younger people that can speak, but they can understand, but can't speak. So we have to kind of make them speak, help them speak proper words so they know how to write and read them. And we have to do it the right way. We have to do it the right way because we can't make up our own way. We have to do it the standard way. Right now I'm the lab tech at the University of Winnipeg. We teach the standard way. I work with Dr. Ida Baer. She's also from Norrie House, and she's a very, very wise lady, very smart, and she knows what she's talking about. And I love listening to her and learning from her. She's very open-minded. If you want to start learning the Cree language, you would probably do a little bit of research, maybe download the Cree app, look up some words, write them down, notice the accents on the words, and learn the accents, the importance of the accents. We have long O, long I, long E, and long A, with the accent on the top of the letter A and O, and those are sounds that make. On one of my lessons further on, I'll be able to tell you guys how it works a little more. I'll be able to write it down. It's very important to know these accents and how they work, because I will just say, for instance, Mati, M-A-C-I, okay? The accent is above the A, Mati. If the accent was above the I, it would be Machi. So it's very important. Mati and Machi are two different things. Machi is to go hunting, and machi is, that's it. That's how it's like. That's what it means. Machi, that's how it's like. When you're reading them, you have to be able to understand how it will work. Cree literature, it has its own rules. We have our own rules. We don't go any other way. We just follow these rules. There's also new words that are coined. There are a lot of coined words, and these words. You can coin words from anything, because there's always new objects. So if you want to learn how to write Cree, how to download an app, learn some words and learn to pronounce them, ask questions. Always ask questions. I have a group on Facebook. I'm writing a novel, and my novel is named that group right now. But my next project, I'm going to change the name of the group and use different words. So this way I'm teaching.
Michael Kazua grew up in Repulse Bay, Northwest Territories, now Nunavut. During his childhood, his family traveled by dog sled, living a traditional Inuit lifestyle. He is the author of 12 children's books, including The Littlest Sled Dog, The Curse of the Shaman, T is for Territories, Northern Lights, The Soccer Trails, winner of the Ruth Schwartz Award, Hide and Seek, My Arctic 1-2-3, and Baseball Bats for Christmas. He was also a co-writer of A Promise is a Promise with Robert Munch. Michael lives in Manitoba and spends most summers in Rankin Inlet, Nunavut.
arvalu yunga na yami rutqa goma taikwa anana gilaqta kukik kukiulaqto amma tata ga kusuga isimo yattagama imanna nangminiattuni tusarluni aqtortaullattaarnarmat uwaptinnulukta aqtortaunnarmat tamanna qanaqli pigiaq ila ikayutilugu qano imanna tusar quluyaqattaarpta taikwa tamakwa makkuktuutivun amisulu ila amisu amisummari realinna makkuktuutivun nangminiaqattarmata tamanna imanna aqtortaunnatiammaringman tusarlugu qanorli pigiaqayarpitali inuktigun tamakwa makkuktuutivun nangminiaqattarningan nun imanna isumagilugu ikayuriaqayarpitali uvagun taimali isumalillaorama uvagun inuktigun piqqusittuqaqqaqarapta ilaan qanoruluyaq taikwa makkuktuutivun nutaqalaan tamanna tigulisaarlugit aqaqattalaorsimagaptigun aqarlugin taimanna atiipputuyannaaq naglinnaaq piuulluat tuutinnaaq ayungiiluat tuutinnaaq taimanna tukeqinngittoruluiñaqaluarmik imanna aqarlugu tamanna piqqusitoqariaptigun taima piqurpallialuni imanna aqartauqattarluni qaqarul qaqaliqattarnamailaaq tamanna isimagiuyartuguttaaq taima aqaqattaqtu tamakkua aqtorsiqattarmat tamakkuniga makkuktunik taima piqurpalliayun aqaqattarlugi taimanna uvangali aqartauqat quluiyaqattalaorsimagama kituquluiyarni amisuquluiyarnin taimali innaqurpalliagama taimanna aqartauqattarluni kangunarsilavutlaqattalaortugaluaq angi ila angiyuqululertuni taimali innaqulegama taikko aqaqattalaortu uvamnik amisuuyunniqpalliavlutik taimanna nunguppallialermata inna toqarlaulegamattautakva uvanga maanna taikko aqaqattalaortun amisuungittumarikuluulermata tamanna sooqlu isimagiblugu aksuquunarman taikko sooqlu pitaqaqunnermata taikko aqaqattalaortavun nipaermata taimanna tamanna quvianangittugula kisiani taima aqaqattarlugi tamakkua sooqlu uqautiqattaqaptigun takva nagligiyammaqialugiakki aqaqattarpagin taimanna tamanna piqqusitoqarpun atortaunginnaqugaluarlutigun ammattaung tamakkua makkuktun angilerpalliavlut imanna qanoruluiyaq angunusagumaqattarlutik tuktutjumaqattarlutik nattiqumaqattarlutiglu iqalugumaqattarluti tamakkua sivullerpaamik iqaluktaptinnik tuneqqusiqaqattalaoqapta suuqlu anaanatiamnut taanna iqaluktaqa sivullerpautiarlugu anaanatiamnuaqayalaoqapku taivsumani amma tuktukkuma tamanna neqlaaqukkeruluiarlugu tamakkua innatoqarnut aqjartuiruluiartalaorsimagapta taimanna suuqlu kituluktaattianun aqjartuinnasukluta tamanna tuktulaortaqa sivullerpaa nattilaortaqa sivullerpaa taimanna tuneqqutigiqattalaorsimagaptigun tamakkuali tuniyavun unneqsioqattalaormata eqqaumagapki taimanna suli tamakkua innatoqain unneqsioqattarmasa tasuli taimanna eqattakkannereaqaqapta isimagiuyaqattaqakku taimanna unneqsio qutaubluti tamakkua makkuktun imanna isimaqattarmata ikayuttiaqama ikayorniqaqama takva soorlu atuuteqarpunga atuuteqaqarumaqattaqquormata tamakkua makkuktuutivun taimanna quviasuliqattarpu unneqsio tuqaqaangan taimanna pittiaqtillugin qanoruluiyaq suuqai uvaguttauq nagligniqaqapta taikkua ernikka nak digi yam magalu yapkin amma engotakka nak digi yam magalu yapkin tamakkuninga nagligi ngaqsugin a okauti nahtaap kitaymanna taymanna okaujyo khattaqayaqaapta makkuktuutip tinding nang minap tinnek sorlu tunilugin tayma taipsumang ngakat lagulung a tikitausimalilaapta tikitausimagapta ilaqablunaani nanagulu yam magalung nqayuvinarning sorlu piqqusaqpun asinguqpallia koyablutik okaujaq taqsimagapta taymanna piqqusaqpun asijiqpallianga mata makkuktuutip ninniglu qanno pilriaqaqayarmangaapta imanna okaujoqtaoqattarlut nau taymannaungitto uvagulli piqqusitoqariaptigun okaujuiqattarluta makkuktuutip ninning una naammagingitara taymanna piyaqayaqanngikkaluarvi taymanna okautiqattarluvin suqai inuuttiaqugaptigun innaortiaqugaptigun qaawimaqugaptigun nagligaptigu kisaani taymanna okaujuqattarpagun inuuttiaqasunnarming qanoquluyarlu sunaquluyarning unikkautiqattarlugin piqqusitoqaptinnik tamakkua tusaaqaujarlugi piqqusitoqarpun quvianartummageeluqattarmata tamakkuninga unikkautiquluyaqattarlugin amma sukuulaorpaglugin suuqai imanna quvianartuinnaalungning piqqusiqanginnapta taimanna pitiangiquluyaqangata sukuullattaarpaglugin tamanna piqqusitoqariyoptigu ilaang amma suaqpalaorsimagaluarlutigullu maanna sualuaqattaqunniraaptigun taimanna qaawimayaqayaqarmata tamakkuninga imanna quviangitaqaluariyagi maanna kisiani nagligimun taimanna sukuuqattarpagin taimanna qaawimayaqayaqarmata amma qanoquluyaq piqqusiptinnik ilinniaqtinna suquluyaqattarlugin tamakkua piqqusitoqarpun ilaang atuutiqattiammaqilaummata inuugapta uvagun tamanna qaawimagaptigun akunimmaqialuglu tamaanarmi utaulerluta nunaptinni inuktigun tamakkuninga unikkautiqattaqiaqaqaptigun makkuktuutivun qanoquluyarlu piyaqayaqaleraangapta tilioqattarlugin tilioqattarlugin imanna piyaqsaqarluti kisiani inuusiqariaqarmata uvaguluktaattiaq piyaqsaqaruapta taimanna piyaqsanginnik tilioqlugin okaujoquluyaqattarlugin tamanna suuqlu inuuttiaqtinnasullugi tamakkua makkuktuutivun amma qanoquluyaq piyaqaangata ayuqunniiqpaalliqaangataluunniin sanayunnarsiyaqaangataluunniin amma qanoquluyaq nagliinna qattarmata sarimagiqattarlugin suuqai makkua pittiaqtun kituluktaattia inuqativun sarimanartummaqialunmata taimanna sarimagilugin uqautiqattarlugin sarimagivagin sarimanna amma tusaaqattarlugin qanoquluyaq uqausiqaleraangata tusaalugin naalaglugin imanna ilaanni qanoquluyia tuaviluamun tamakkua makkuktuutivun naalagiaq nermig imanna soorlu puiyuqattaqapta tamanna iqqaumainnaqiaqaqaaptigun ujjiqtuttiaqattarlugin qanoquluyaq piquluyaqtillugin ujjiqtuinnarlugin taimanna piquqsiiqattaqapta makkuktuutip tinning piqqusitoqaptinniglu imanna unikkautiqattarlugin qanuilaorsimavit inuktigu taipsumanialung tamakkuninga annoraaning mirsorpaklutalu ammalu nerlaariguluyaqattarluta tamakkuninga neqiksaning ammalu piaksaaqattarlutalu tamakkuninga piqqusitoqaptinning uqaujoquluyaqattarlugin qaawivallianarmata piqqusitoqaptinning amma uqaqqaugama aqvaarluujunga atiqalaorsimagama akbak lungming ila nokallaw loktam na igluriyak dimuta rokto etnama kwateri loktaga atialuga nokallaluk tamakuninga atinginning okaw jokattarlugin kinamigli attilor pagin taimali angiyuklakpaga qillang qillang me attilaw akko taikko qillaw nutarangin qayaraangaming ernimning atatakang nekaattak mata atataga ammalu nag qaitteqattarlutillu ila tunisiqattarluti ernimnun una panamigluni tunisilorsumang mataeqqaama yaattarama tainna kiakiangna agnaqatima anguteqatima ilaang atataga ernira tunibluniung una panai utaqtippara taimanna oqaut jaoqattar maratamakkua ernikka quviagaqattar pakka ammalu tainna nukarlun kallak kallangmi ateqarman taikkua kallaoloortu nutaraluktaatiangin taipsimiga kallaqutimning anaanaqarmata taimanna kituulormangaata tamakkua atingin oqaujittiaqattarlugin unikkausereqattarlugin ilang atitoqanginning kinauvin taimanna qauitippallialugin kinaungmangaata kinaullattaarmangaata quvianaqattarman qanorlu ilaqarnittinning oqaujuiyaqattarlugin kitunning ilaqarpita uvagulli ataatagilaortaraanna kusugaulaortuq kitoquluujarning ataqalaarma ilaaq ilaqalaarma taikkua ilanginning unikkautiqattarlugin ammaanaanama ilagilaortanginning kituungmangaata qanorlu ilagilaarmangaaptigun oqaujuiqattarluta taimanna ila illuaraiarman amma oqaujuoqattainnaqapta taipsumangan makkulaorniptinning namuluktaatiaq tikittaraangapta taikkuaguuq inutuqain innatuqain uglaqattarlugi takuyartuqattarlugin taimanna piqqusituqariaptigun taima namuluktaatia tikituaruvin taikkua innatuqait takuyarturlugin ilatin takuyarturlugin ilatuqaqtin taimanna oqautilugi tikinnama taimanna takuyartuinnaqattaquyoloorapta innutuqaptinni taimali namuluktaatiaq auldariaraangama anaanama oqausiqattalaortaainna iqqaumainnaqattaqapku auldariaraangama oqaqattalaorman quviasuqattarit taimanna oqautiqattarlugit tamakkua makkuktuutivut quviasuqattarit ila quvianainnaalunngittuugoluaq sunaluktaatiaq quviasuqattarluni kisaani inuutiaarnarnersauman taikkua quvianangittut suuqai puiulaupillaglugin quviasuqattarit ati quviasuqattaritti
Lisa Muswagon is a member of the Pimichikamak Cree Nation, also known as Cross Lake in northern Manitoba. Lisa is an Akwaida Cree. Lisa grew up in northern Manitoba, the Interlake, and Winnipeg. Her father attended the residential school at Guy Hill, and her mother attended day school at Cross Lake. An intergenerational survivor, Lisa also attended day school at Jack River School and experienced the residential school system's effects. She is on the path of breaking cycles such as learning to speak Cree to pass on to the children and grandchildren. Isabel Scribe is a member of the Pimichikamak Cree Nation, also known as Cross Lake in northern Manitoba. Her homeland is Pimichikamak, and she is a fluent speaker of the Swampy Cree language. Isabel and her husband Charles raise their kids in ceremonies and with traditions. She provides culturally responsive counseling, therapy, and Indigenous ceremonies and empowerment through storytelling, workshops, sharing circles, and much more.
Dance Intutemak. Hello, my relatives. My name is Lisa Muswagon, and I am a member of the Pimichikamak Cree Nation, also known as Cross Lake, which is located in northern Manitoba. I have beside me my mother. Her name is Isabel Scribe, and her homeland is the Pimichikamak Cree Nation. And we are here to talk to you and show you some of our Swampy Cree language. I wanted to let you know that there are different dialects in our Cree language. We have what's called the TH dialect, we have the Y dialect, we have the CH dialect. So there's several different dialects. If you look them up, you'll definitely see them there. So just an FYI about Cree, we have different dialects. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because we want to teach you the words that we want to teach you today can also have different pronunciations in different regions of Canada. As for us, we come from northern Manitoba, we come from the Treaty 5 territory, therefore we are from the Swampy Cree dialect. Now my daughters, my husband, who is also a Cree, he comes from Alberta, and so they have their Plains Cree. So just an idea, an example of the kinds of Cree that are out there. So if you're out there and you meet someone who's Cree, they can either be from James Bay, they can be from out east, they can be from out west, and they can be from
the rivers
in the middle of Canada or up north, because Cree is the biggest language group in Canada, and we're so grateful to be a part of that. So we're gonna start by teaching you some basics, which are numbers. And we wanna start by showing you how to say the number one. I'm gonna share them in English and show you the numbers. My mother will say them in Cree, and then we'll say them together and you can say them. Let's get started. One. Mom, how do you say one?
Beak. One means beak, or you can use two dialects in Cree. For number one, it's called beak, or beak, 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 or beak. One, yeah, that's one. Number one, yeah, beak.
So let's try that together. So
beak,
beak,
beak, yeah.
Beak. Okay. Beak. There. One. There you go. Yeah. That's one. Okay. So obviously we're going to go for the next one, which is
number two.
Hmm? Two. Yeah. And we say
Niso.
Yeah. So we say Niso. So let's try that together.
Niso. Niso.
Now two. You try that at home. One, two, three.
Niso. Niso.
Good job.
Good job, yeah.
So the next number that we're going to do is three. which is said.
Nisto.
See, that almost Nisto. Sounded like two, but it said.
Three.
Nisto.
Okay. Nisto.
Nisto. So let's try that at home. One, two, three.
Nisto. Nisto.
Good job. Okay, so the next number that we're gonna try is number four, which is
ne-wo. Ne-wo.
Ne-wo.
Number four.
So let's say that together at home. One, two, three. Ne-wo.
Ne-wo.
Good ne-wo. Job. Yeah. Great. And of course, we're going to get to our famous number five.
Five, yeah.
Now, it's a little bit trickier, so pay attention. Mm-hmm. And we say it.
Nyanan. Kasi?
Yeah.
Nyanan. Nyanan. Nyanan.
Nyanan. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit trickier. So mm-hmm. let's all try that together. One, mm-hmm. two, three. Nyanan.
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 Yeah.
Five. Yeah, so it's a little bit trickier. I know you might have noticed that some words can sound long, or some letters can sound long, right? Like there's mm-hmm. a lot of eh, right? Like niso, nisto, mm-hmm. neowo, nyanan. And those are the different, I guess, the long and the short vowels in our language. And we'll get to those at another, we'll get into those as we go along. But right now we're learning the basics, which is the numbers. So we should try to recap the numbers that we learned. So let's all, we'll say them together, me and my mother, and then we'll try them with you at home.
Okay, we'll say it twice, huh?
Yeah, okay. So,
bieg. Niso, nisto, neo, nyanan.
Okay, we'll try that again. Beg, niso, nisto, neo, nyanan. Nyanan, yeah.
Five, yeah.
See, I'm still learning, so yeah. I got to work on my own mm-hmm. pronunciation. So let's try that at home, everybody. Mm-hmm. So one, two, three. Bieg.
Niso. Nisto. Neo. Nyanan. Five.
Yeah. Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five.
There. Good yeah. job, everybody. Yeah. Thank you for trying. Yeah. And if you got a little bit tongue twisted, that's okay. We're all here to learn. Mm-hmm. I'm here learning myself, so I make mistakes too. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. So we wanted to turn it up a little bit. We wanted to turn the notch up a little bit because we taught you some basic numbers, but also you might be curious learning about maybe a couple of the animals that are around us here in our hometown. So in where I live, I see a lot of rabbits. So in our Cree language, how we say rabbit is
wapus.
Yeah.
Wapus, rabbit.
Wapus.
Wapus.
Yeah, so let's try that together at home. One, two, three. Wapus.
Rabbit.
Good job. Awesome. Now, what's another word we can try, Mom?
A wolf.
A wolf?
Yeah,
a
wolf.
Okay, yes. Because you don't want to, you don't want to see, well, you could see the random wolf somewhere around here, so. Let's learn that word. So we say wolf is
maikan. Maikan.
Yeah. Maikan.
Maikan.
Yeah. Another thing I wanted to say about maikan is that in other territories it can have an extra little syllable like maikan or maikan.
Maikan.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. how we say it where we come from mm-hmm. is maikan.
Cree, yeah.
Yeah, and so let's try that at home. Mm-hmm. One, two, three. My gun.
My gun. My gun.
Yeah, so that's how you say wolf. So the next animal that we want to share with you is, let's go for the bear. The bear. Mm-hmm. Now, what do we know about bear? Bears can be, well, they're all around us. They're out there. Now we got to be careful because bears come out. It's the season where the bears are coming, right? So we got to be careful. Now, in our language, we say bear.
Musqua. Musqua.
Musqua.
Bear.
So let's try that at home. One, two, three. Musqua.
Musqua.
There, good job. So let's try two more animals because we're having so much fun with this, and then we'll recap it all. And those are some awesome words for your vocabulary. So what's another word? What's another animal we can try, Mom? Let's see, we all have them in our homes and they can be pets and they're lovable and they're our best friends and they are a dog. So,
a Tim.
Let's say it together. One, two, three. A Tim.
A Tim.
Mm-hmm.
A dog, yeah.
And that's how you say dog in Cree. Now, the fifth animal that we can learn is, I know another word that we can use. We can use, it's not an animal, but it's a bird. We can learn how to say, eagle.
Eagle?
Which is?
Mekisu. Mekisu. Eagle.
Mekisu. Mekisu. Mm-hmm. So let's all try that together at home. One, two, three. Mekisu.
Mekisu. Mekisu. Eagle.
And those are some animals that are, how we say the animals and a bird in our language. Mm-hmm. The one thing I learned about Mekisu is that the Mekisu is, you might have been out, and I don't know if you know what a powwow is, but it's a celebration and it's a gathering, and you might see at a powwow that the people are wearing what's called regalia. They're not costumes, they are regalia. And so the regalia is used in our culture for dancing and to honor our loved ones, to honor the ones who have danced and whatnot. There's a whole bunch of teachings behind the powwow and that I hope you get to experience. But coming back to Mekisu, when you go to a powwow, you're going to notice on the regalia that a lot of them have eagle feathers, right? And so in our culture, they say that the eagle is the most wisest, oldest bird around. And so the Mekisu has seen a lot in its time, and also it's the most highest flying bird. And so we believe in our culture that the eagle carries our prayers to the heavens. So that's why we honor Mekisu and we wear eagle feathers in our regalia. And so I wanted to share that with you because sometimes people say, well, why do they have feathers? It's because the eagle is an honorable bird and he's one of the teachings, which means wisdom out of the seven sacred teachings. And he carries our birds. The Mekisu carries our prayers up to the heavens, and therefore we receive our blessings. And that's the importance of Mekisu. And all these animals have very important teachings, and we're hoping to share that with you in the future. And so with that being said, I guess we should recap the animal words that we learned today. The first word that we learned was rabbits, which
Horse, yeah. Wapus. Wapus.
So let's try to say that at home. 1, 2, 3. Wapus.
Wapus.
And the second animal that we learned today was Maigan. It was wolf, right? So we say
Maigan. Maigan. Wolf.
So let's try that at home. 1, 2, 3. Maigan.
Maigan.
So the third animal that we wanted, that we showed you today, was muskwa, which is bear. And so we say bear as
muskwa.
So let's try that together at home.
Muskwa.
Muskwa.
Yeah.
And that's how you say bear.
Bear, yeah.
And the last animal that we shared with you, well, a bird, is mikisu, which is eagle. So we say eagle as
mikisu.
Mikisu. So let's try that at home. 1, 2, 3. Mikisu.
Mikisu.
And the final word that we learned earlier was dog. And we say atim. So how we say dog in the Cree language is
atim. Atim.
So let's try that at home. Atim.
Atim.
Yay, that was awesome. Thank you, everybody. And with that being said, my mom wanted to share with you another way to say goodbye, which is
I'd like to say thank you for learning and the opportunity to share my knowledge and experience with you. Ekusane. Ekusane. Thank you.
Ekusane.
Ekusane. Thank you.
So, ekusane, and thank you for having us be a part of this and coming into your living room and teaching you our language. We really hope you enjoyed it, and we can't wait to see you again.
Thank you.
Michael Kuzuak grew up in Repulse Bay, Northwest Territories, now Nunavut. During his childhood, his family traveled by dog sled, living a traditional Inuit lifestyle. He is the author of 12 children's books, including The Littlest Sled Dog, The Curse of the Shaman, T is for Territories, Northern Lights, The Soccer Trails, winner of the Ruth Schwartz Award, Hide and Seek, My Arctic 1-2-3, and Baseball Bats for Christmas. He was also a co-writer of A Promise is a Promise with Robert Munch. Michael lives in Manitoba and spends most summers in Rankin Inlet, Nunavut.
I am Agbagluk. Down here, people call me Michael Kuzuak, but actually, I can't call myself Michael Kuzuak because when I was born, I was baptized by a French priest and he called me Michel. So it should probably be Michel, but I've never really had a loving connection to that name. The other thing is Kuzuak was actually my father's name. In Inuit culture, we have always named our children after people. It is like being reborn. When you are born, you are named after an old man. I was named after an old man, actually. And when I was 6 years old, an airplane came and took us away to Chesterfield Inlet to go to school. And we had to live with a whole bunch of nuns and priests, and we had to go to school for the whole school year. And it was one of those infamous residential schools. And when I was in school, we had to go to church at least twice a day, every day, sometimes three or four times. And The first year, when I was 6 years old, we lived in the attic of the Roman Catholic mission. And every morning, I had to go downstairs to go to church, which was attached to the mission. And when I went down, there was always this old man who sat on a chair down at the bottom of the stairs. That's what I remember as a little kid, 6 years old. And when I came down, this old man, he would take my hand and he would take me outside and he would show me the weather. And the weather consisted of looking at the sky, to look at the way the sky looked. And then he told me about how the sun looked in the sky. He told me about the clouds. He told me about the way the weather looked on the horizon and the way the wind felt and all this stuff. Every morning, this old man would take me outside, and at first I had no idea who he was. But one day, after I don't know how many times I'd been outside with this old man, I looked up at him and I said, "Why do you do this?" And he looked at me and he said, "Why do I do what?" I said, "Why do you take me out here and show me all the stuff? You show me the sun, the clouds, the sky, the weather, the wind, and all this stuff. Why do you do this to me?" And he said, "Who are you?" I said, "Agvarluk." And he said, "Me too." And then he said, "And who else are you?" I said, "Nukadlaka." He said, "Me too." And then he said, "And are you anybody else?" I said, "Michelle." He said, "Me too." And he said, "And are you anybody else?" I said, "No, that's it." And then he said, "Me too." And he said, "You see, you're me and I'm you." And I go out and do this every morning. I look at the clouds, I look at the sun, I look at the weather, and I feel the wind. And so I will know what the weather is going to do today. And if I know what the weather is going to do, I know exactly what kind of a day I'm going to have. And because you're me, this is what you have to do. And it was that day I learned who I was. I was this old man, and I thought, wow, this old man is really smart. And someday I'm going to be really smart because I'm him. And that is the way we name our children. I have four boys of my own, and the first one I named Tilak. And I named him after an uncle that I had who lived in Chesterfield Inlet. And I named him Tilak because my uncle Tilak was one of the greatest storytellers I have ever heard. And he used to make these stories come alive, and I wanted that to rub off on my son. And when we named my son after my uncle Tilak, who had passed away a few years before, the most wonderful thing happened. His sons and daughters started coming to visit us. And what they did was they came to visit their father, who was my little baby. And one day one of them came with a CD, or it was a cassette. And my uncle Tilak had composed all these songs. He composed some of the most wonderful songs. And he had a cassette, and he gave it. One of his boys gave it to my son and said, "This is yours, and I give it back." And another time, another of his kids came over with a snow knife, a panna, and gave it to my son. and said, this is yours. I came to give it back to you. And so, you know, we are related to all these people now. Well, I've always been related to them, of course, but it was a whole new relation in our family. And the thing about names in Inuit culture is that the names really don't have a gender. My second son, his name is Katlak, and we all call him Katlak. And we named him after an old woman who lived in Baker Lake, Tapatai's wife. And the same thing, you know, as soon as we named my son after old Katlak, all her kids started coming and saying, mother, like they called him their mother, because he's named after their mother. And my third son is Angnanayuk, and he is named after my cousin, who was a woman, and she died too early, too young. So we decided, you know, we wanted her in my family, in my immediate family. So we named my boy Angnanayuk, and he is proud of that name today because all his sisters call him their sister. And that is the way Inuktitut work. My youngest son is Kusugak. He's named after my father. So I call him my father. And that is the way, you know, our relations are built and how people are reborn as little, you know, babies. And my son Angnanayuk, had his first boy, he named him after me. And so there's an Akbaluk that, you know, who is me. And I like to think that someday when I pass away, I will be looking at the world through his eyes, you know, and I will be reborn as him. And I absolutely love the way we name our young people, our kids.
If you want to find out more about the Indigenous Languages series, head to u-channel.ca, where there are 19 episodes featuring Cree, Ojibwe, and Inuktitut. And it is an awesome time. Tune in to 101.5 FM every Tuesday at 1 p.m. to hear more stories, experiences, and cultures from fantastic people that call Canada home. I'm Ryan Funk. This was U-Talk. And have yourself a good one.